This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Scientists have created a new synthetic antibiotic effective against drug-resistant superbugs. The new antibiotic overcomes diverse forms of antimicrobial resistance. The synthetic antibiotic, called cresomycin, is effective against multi-drug-resistant strains of bacteria like Staphylococcus aureus and E. coli in the lab, now testing advances to humans. Antimicrobial resistance, when bacteria, viruses, or other microbes no longer respond to medicine, is a top public health threat that causes more than 35,000 deaths in the European Union per year. Two of the bacteria against which cresomycin are effective are included on the World Health Organization's list of priority pathogens for which new antibiotics are urgently needed. Researchers at Harvard University say that cresomycin and drugs like it show significantly improved inhibitory activity against a long list of pathogenic bacterial strains that kill more than 1 million people every year, compared with clinically approved antibiotics. The new molecule is one of several inspired by a class of antibiotics called lincosamides. These include the commonly prescribed clindamycin, an antibiotic that is used to treat serious bacterial infections. The innovation is that the new synthetic antibiotic cresomycin closely resembles its bacterial target and more easily binds to ribosomes. Montana State University set a new all-time record for spring enrollment with 16,110 students attending classes at the state's largest university. The spring enrollment number comes on the heels of an all-time record enrollment set last fall at 16,798 students. That's a retention rate of 92.8%, very high for a university. The new total represents a 3% increase over last spring, or nearly 400 more students. Montana State University students also hit a record full-time enrollment, meaning that full-time students are taking 15 or more credits each semester. Full-time enrollment shows that MSU students are taking more courses per semester, which not only puts them on track to graduate in 4 years, but also saves them money on tuition. MSU has been encouraging students for more than a decade to take more credits per semester through its Freshman 15 program. Back in 2011, when the program began, fewer than half of MSU's first-time students were taking at least 15 credits per semester. This past fall, more than 80% of students were. Gallatin College MSU, which offers programs in career technical education and vocational training in 5 off-campus locations across the Gallatin Valley, saw its highest spring enrollment as well, at 644 students, up 8% since the prior spring. Gallatin College MSU has been the university's fastest-growing college for years. MSU is the largest university in the state of Montana and enrolls more Montanans than any college or university in the state. About half of MSU students are Montana residents. MSU also offers high school students dual enrollment, allowing Montana high schoolers to earn college and high school credit at the same time. Almost 700 MSU students are dual enrollment students. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is changing the state park reservation system. Beginning this year, visitors can reserve up to 3 months in advance, a shorter term than the previous 6-month-long booking window, and the maximum stay at a Montana State Park site has been reduced from 14 consecutive nights to 7. The changes aim to give more people more opportunities to reserve campsites and lodging. State park reservations are taken and granted on a first-come, first-served basis. Montana State Park sites can be reserved between the third Friday in May and the third Sunday in September. Reservations open February 17th. People can visit fwp.mt.gov/stateparks to reserve spots in Montana State Parks. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.